Ralph and Piggy lay in the sand, gazing at the fire and idly flicking pebbles into its smokeless heart.
"That branch is gone.
Where's Sam Nerick?
We ought to get some more wood. We're out of green branches."
Ralph sighed and stood up. There were no shadows under the palms on the platform, only this strange light that seemed to come from everywhere at once. High up among the bulging clouds, thunder went off like a gun.
"We're going to get buckets of rain. What about the fire?"
Ralph trotted into the forest and returned with a wide spray of green, which he dumped on the fire. The branch crackled, the leaves curled, and the yellow smoke expanded. Piggy made an aimless little pattern in the sand with his fingers.
"Trouble is, we haven't got enough people for a fire. You've got to treat Sam and Eric as one turn. They do everything together."
"Of course."
"Well, that isn't fair, don't you see? They ought to do two turns."
Ralph considered this and understood. He was vexed to find how little he thought like a grown-up, and sighed again. The island was getting worse and worse. Piggy looked at the fire.
"You'll want another green branch soon."
Ralph rolled over. "Piggy, what are we going to do?"
"Just have to get on without 'em."
"But the fire." He frowned at the black and white mess in which lay the unburned ends of branches. He tried to formulate. "I'm scared." He saw Piggy look up and blundered on. "Not of the beast. I mean, I'm scared of that too, but nobody understands about the fire. If someone threw you a rope when you were drowning, if a doctor said, 'Take this, because if you don't take it, you'll die,' you would, wouldn't you? I mean..."
"Course I would."
"Can't they see? Can't they understand? Without the smoke signal, we'll die here. Look at that." A wave of heated air trembled above the ashes, but without a trace of smoke. "We can't keep one fire going. And they don't care. And what's more..." He looked intensely into Piggy's streaming face. "What's more, I don't sometimes. Supposing I got like the others, not caring. What had become of us?" Piggy took off his glasses, deeply troubled.
"I don't know, Ralph. We just got to go on, that's all. That's what grown-ups would do."
Ralph, having begun the business of unburdening himself, continued.
"Piggy, what's wrong?"
Piggy looked at him in astonishment.
"Do you mean the..."
"No, not it. I mean... what makes things break up like they do?" Piggy rubbed his glasses slowly and thought. When he understood how far Ralph had gone towards accepting him, he flushed pinkly with pride.
"I don't know, Ralph. I expect it's him."
"Jack?"
"Jack."
A taboo was evolving round that word, too. Ralph nodded solemnly. "Yes," he said. "I suppose it must be." The forest near them burst into uproar. Demoniac figures with faces of white and red and green rushed out howling, so that the little ones fled screaming. Out of the corner of his eye, Ralph saw Piggy running. Two figures rushed at the fire, and he prepared to defend himself, but they grabbed half-burnt branches and raced away along the beach. The three others stood still, watching Ralph, and he saw that the tallest of them, stark naked save for paint and a belt, was Jack. Ralph had his breath back and spoke. "Well?" Jack ignored him, lifted his spear, and began to shout,
"Listen, all of you! Me and my hunters, we're living along the beach by a flat rock. We hunt and feast and have fun. If you want to join my tribe, come and see us. Perhaps I'll let you join. Perhaps not."
He paused and looked round. He was safe from shame or self-consciousness behind the mask of his paint, and could look at each of them in turn. Ralph was kneeling by the remains of the fire like a sprinter at his mark, and his face was half hidden by hair and smut. Sam Nerick, P, peered together round a palm tree at the edge of the forest. A little un howled, creased and crimson by the bathing pool, and Piggy stood on the platform, the white conch gripped in his hands.
"Tonight we're having a feast. We've killed a pig and we've got meat. You can come and eat with us if you like."
Up in the cloud canyons, the thunder boomed again. Jack and the two anonymous savages with him swayed, looked up, and then recovered. The little un went on howling. Jack was waiting for something. He whispered urgently to the others,
"Go on, now."
The two savages murmured. Jack spoke sharply,
"Go on."
The two savages looked at each other, raised their spears, and spoke in time.
"The chief has spoken."
Then the three of them turned and trotted away. Presently Ralph rose to his feet, looking at the place where the savages had vanished. Sam Nerick came, talking in an awed whisper.
"I thought it was, and I was scared."
Piggy stood above them on the platform, still holding the conch. "That was Jack and Morris and Robert," said Ralph. "Aren't they having fun?"
"I thought I was going to have asthma."
"Sucks to your asthma."
"When I saw Jack, I was sure he'd go for the conch. Can't think why."
The group of boys looked at the white shell with affectionate respect. Piggy placed it in Ralph's hands, and the little uns, seeing the familiar symbol, started to come back.
"Not here."
He turned towards the platform, feeling the need for ritual. First went Ralph, the white conch cradled, then Piggy, very grave, then the twins, then the little uns and the others.